This is the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Robin Bloom is joining us. She is the Education and Events Coordinator with the Kansas Department of Agriculture. Robin, the month of March has been designated as Kansas Ag Month, and that is in conjunction with National Ag Day, March 14th, which is Kansas Agriculture Day.
So March is an exciting month for us. It's an opportunity to celebrate all that is Kansas agriculture, you know, as agriculture contributes to 44.5% of the state's total economy. It's a chance to recognize those hardworking farmers and ranchers who produce the food that feed the world. So this year, the national theme is Food for Life. So part of our efforts in celebrating Kansas Ag Month is the Neighbor to Neighbor statewide food drive. We've partnered with Dillon's Food Stores and the three Feeding America food banks, which is Harvesters, Kansas Food Bank, and Second Harvest Community Food Bank, to do a food drive the entire month of March.
Robin, also on Kansas Ag Day, March 14th, the Kansas Dairy Association will be busy.
They are hosting the Mobile Dairy Classroom on the Capitol steps on the south side on the 14th. And so they will be giving 20-minute demonstrations showing the process of how the milk gets to the farm to the table. The demonstrations will take place at 10:30, noon, and again at 1:30.
March 25th, also a big event that will take place on the campus of Kansas State University.
In partnership with Alpha Zeta, we have brought together Justin Knopf. He was a part of the documentary Farmer, Rancher, Fisherman, and he will be presenting about a farmer's perspective on global agriculture. This will take place on Throckmorton Hall on Kansas State University, room 1014 at 5:30 p.m.
And Robin, one way that anyone can help out is through social media, too.
So we encourage everyone to follow along the hashtag KSAgMonth to learn more about Kansas agriculture. You can also follow along with other ag organizations throughout the state, such as Kansas Soybean, Kansas Department of Agriculture, and other organizations.
And during that time, if they want resources to help start their own food drive or to put together an Ag Day event, they can go to the KDA's website?
Yes, it's agriculture.gov/KSAgCelebrations. And on there, we've got the resources to host your own food drive, celebrate Kansas Ag Day by hosting your own event. We also have resources available for teachers and educators to be able to incorporate agricultural lesson plans in their classrooms. We've gathered all of the resources from other ag partners and put together in one location for you.
That is Robin Bloom, who is the Education and Events Coordinator with the Kansas Department of Agriculture, who joins us on the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Learn more at kansassoybeans.org. For Kansas Soybeans, I'm Greg Akagi.